Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Zion, BT, it sounds like he may want out of New Orleans. I mean, I feel like this has been going on forever here with Zion Williamson. Here's my question to you. Why in the world, whether Zion wants to come to the Knicks or not, why in the world would the Knicks want him at this particular point in his career?
This is something Isaiah Thomas would do.
Yeah, right, just go chase and bring in big names.
I mean, I couldn't be less interested than Zion Williamson. He's lazy, he's out of shape, he's always hurt. Can't play defense? No, thanks.
Yeah.
Zero interest.
I didn't dive too deep into the reports. I saw Stephen A, I guess, was talking about it, saying he knows where Zion wants to go.
Oh, yeah?
The idea that he may be out there. I thought that's what the first report was, but, I mean, Zion to the Knicks, forget it.
He's played 8 games this year.
He's always...
It's the middle of January. He's
never in shape. He's always... Like, maybe if you were to tell me before the Knicks made the trade for Anunoby and took off, obviously, and got Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns, like, maybe 2-3 years ago, would I be intrigued by the idea of pairing up R.J. Barrett with Zion? Maybe. But now, that's the last thing the Knicks need. They need a defensive force to be a rim protector. They don't need Zion Williamson.
I think it's outlandish to even think that they would, you know, that they would be interested in that. I can see why Zion Williamson wants the garden, even though the Knicks aren't playing very well lately. Me and Sal talked about that yesterday. If you want to get a good recap of where we think the Knicks are, just hit the go to Odyssey Rewind, catch up to speed yesterday's show. No, but that's a move like desperate. All right, let me bring in Quentin Richardson. Let me bring in Stephon Marbury. Let me bring in Eddie Curry. Let me bring in like just Stevie Francis. It's a desperate reach to either get people in the building, attract some level of attention. Zion Williamson. And let me ask you this: like, even if the Knicks were dumb enough to think this way, which I don't think this regime is, who are you giving up to get Zion?
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, you're gonna break up. I don't love the way they look now, but I'm not prepared to break it up right now. What are you doing?
And the Knicks probably avoided. I'm just trying to read some stuff here. Daily Knicks had some stuff on it. There was a chance that the Knicks could have got Zion Williamson. I never wanted him even in the draft.
No, I did. I wanted John Morant.
Yeah, I mean, would I have taken Zion? Sure. But again, I'm always of the belief, especially with Zion, like there were still questions. It wasn't like the no doubt about it, number one. But I always try to steer clear of these clear number one. Oh, he can't miss, guys. Look at the Sixers missing for years. I always think back to the Greg Oden trade.
God.
Well, because I wanted...
That was Durant.
Yeah, I wanted Durant.
So did I. That one I got right. I got that one right.
Right. Now, look, we've all got some wrong. We've all got some right. But point is, it's never a surefire thing. And at that time where the Knicks were supposed to have the number one pick, I wanted Ja Morant. I would have settled for Zion or Ja Morant. They ended up, of course, with R.J. Barrett in the number three pick, which was far from both. But Zion has had a terribly disappointing career.
And well, listen, you know, it is a little hit or miss, especially nowadays, because you don't even know who these first overall picks are in some instances. I mean, it's getting more and more. I'm getting less and less. And I do college games. I'm getting less and less familiar with who the hell these players are. I mean, right. It's really hard to keep up. They're here for a year. They're not. But I'll tell you this. You will not get this wrong. The kid who's going one this year, Cooper Flagg from Duke, I promise you, no one's getting that one wrong. He is ridiculous.
You know what's great? Unlike the Jets and the Giants, as far as the Knicks are concerned,
yeah.
Don't even care about the draft.
Yeah, not my concern.
That's how I want it as a sports fan. I don't want to worry about the stinking draft and where they're picking and who they could get. Don't care. Figure it out. We got bigger things at hand. You're trying to win a championship.
Well, we definitely
as opposed to
do.
Who's coming out in college.
Yeah, and I don't think Zion Williamson is going to do anything to enhance their championship pursuit. Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, he's obviously electric above the rim, and you know he can operate in fast break, and you get the right matchup in the half court, he can obviously abuse somebody in the post, and he's strong, and he still jumps out of the gym, but if you make the determination that he would elevate your team higher on the championship, which I disagree, well, then you've got to look at the money. He's due $39 million next year. He's due $42 million the year after that. And in 27, 28, he's making $45 million.
Yeah.
And who are you trading?
No way.
Who are you getting rid of? Who?
No.
Who's moving?
No, no,
come
nobody.
On.
All right, before we get back to the calls, what's going on? I heard a little issue there during the break. Couldn't get a hair appointment. And you getting frustrated? I don't like to see that, my partner.
Yeah, I was getting a little frustrated.
What happened there? They couldn't get.
I've got a new non-frustrated mindset since January 1.
Yeah, nice.
You know, zen. Again, a little bit.
I like
little,
the energy
little,
around
you
here.
Too, yeah, by yeah, the well, way, you're
course.
A little more chill.
100%.
You know, my wife's like, you got to relax a little bit with everything, and I'm like, you know what? I think you're right. I actually feel great about it. Right. No. I was trying to get my son a haircut because we've got a big birthday party. We're taking 30 kids to the Seton Hall game, to the St. John's game, but it's at Seton Hall.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, what? What do you mean?
30
it's going to be awesome.
No, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm sure it is.
It's going to be phenomenal.
Cole's going to have a great time with the kids. I'm just saying 30 kids sounds
well,
like
I'm going to be calling the game. I don't have to watch them.
Yeah. Not your problem.
Hey, put the Apple Watches on your kid's wrist. Scott. Not Abby.
You're not taking them or watching them. You're doing
I'm not. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to leave early. We're going to have like pizza at the house. It's going to be a big day. It's going to be awesome.
Before,
like every kid.
You having pizza at the house before?
Yeah, just so they get something because it's an 8 o'clock game. It's late.
It's a late game. Okay.
And we even got them vouchers, like, you know, $15 voucher. You know, it adds up,
awesome.
Whatever. Each kid's got a white St. John's Nike shirt. So they're going to be on the court, by the way. St. John's set this up where all 30 kids are going to be on the court, and they're going to make a human tunnel as St. John's runs onto the court.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, but I'm just going to be calling the game.
Right, you're
you know,
doing
my
the
wife
game.
And you know, a couple of my good buddies in town and a few of the moms. There's going to be a lot of chaperones.
And you were trying to get Colt the fresh
trying to get him
haircut.
A haircut. He wants the Aaron Judge haircut again.
And I overhear BT during the break, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. You're getting ready to come back, and I hear, come on. You don't have anything 9 a.m. Saturday? It's too early.
What? Well, I started Thursday, 3:30, Thursday at 4. No, nothing. They have anything front because I got to work around sports schedule. Too. You have anything on Friday? No, 3:34. No, Friday. All right. What do you have on Saturday? Well, I could do 3:30. I'm like, well, it's a little bit late. We're pushing this now. We're leaving at the arena at 5:30, whatever it is. He's like, 8 o'clock. I'm like, 8 o'clock? I'm going to be hungover. I'm actually going to have a couple drinks that Friday night. Are you kidding me? So jumping through hoops to get a 10-year-old haircut.
Yeah. All right. Man. Just wanted to clarify, but we're all good now.
We got it.
Okay.
We
there you go.
It.
You got the appointment booked. Colt should have some fun. Looking forward to that on Saturday night.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.